The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 11, 1975, in London, England.
In your Srimad Bhagavatam, you write that the sun purifies a dirty place, and also the mind.
Yes.
But we don't rely on the sun for purifying our mind.
Huh?
As devotees, we don't rely on the sun.
We have the Krishna sun.
Yes.
What is this, sun? No.
Spinnery.
There is no sunshine. It is wet always. You see, trees also there, Mars.
Yeah.
In India, the sun is very intense.
Oh.
Does that have something to do that Krishna appeared there?
Purnabhumi, pious land. Still so fallen, whenever there is a question of spiritual meeting, thousands, lakhs will come. You have seen Kumbh Mela?
No.
You have seen?
No. I've seen pictures.
Very poor man. Still they gather 60 lakhs without any advertising.
Yes. Here you have to advertise to get 600.
Or six.
And it was so nice to live there. Spiritual atmosphere. On the bank of the Ganges and Jamuna. Immediately go, you become spiritualized. Vrindavan is also like that. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bharat Bhumite Janmahil, Manusya Janmahil. To get the human form of life born in India, that is a special prerogative. Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janmahil. He is 50% prepared.
Just by birth. Just by birth.
And then by culture, another 50%. But they have given up this culture. But the birthright 50% is already also there. We are CBRS score. I took bath in the Ganges. It is simply cutting. But still, they are taking bath and smearing over the body, the passes, and sit down. Chanting Hare Krishna. No care where from food will come, where, no. That's it. You stay. It is also like this, cloudy.
Just a few months out of the January, February.
A And that is how we have gone there. Africa was part of India.
The land was together? The land of Africa was together?
Not there.
It was the geological information. Geological information it was. It was together. And Australia was fitting in the Bay of Bengal. This is a theory I learned from my lecturer, Dr. Billinghurst. He told me in my class.
Because from Bhagavad we understand that the black man who was born out of the body of King Bear, he was thief. So he was sent to the African jungle. Yeah. And they are still thief.
Yes.
They cannot give up that. Although they have got independence, they cannot give up this habit. Best travel. Yeah.
Maharaj Prithu also came from the body of King Vena.
Yes.
So he stayed in India, and the other, he went to Africa.
He was the emperor of the whole world. But the jungle part, somebody, the whole world was known as Bharatvarsha, this planet. 9 varshas, Bharatvarsha, Ketumal Varsha, Ilavati Varsha, the whole universal situation is mentioned where different lands are there.
To ages through the Prabhupada, did the people, in order to get valuable minerals and gold and things like that, did they mine underneath the ground?
No. There was no need of gold and jewelries and stones were received from the sea. Pearls, valuable stones from the hills.
So they didn't dig deep holes underneath the ground?
No. There was no need. The richest person's property, ivory, gold, marble, valuable jewels, pearls, silk. This was luxury, not plastic. Now they have advanced, they got plastic. No gold, no silver, paper, money, and plastic utensils. This is advanced.
Do we consider ivory as something pure or impure?
No, pure.
It is pure.
Ivory. Yeah. There is a current proverb, dead elephant, one lapis. Marahati lakshana. Elephant alive or dead, 1 lakh on account of ivory. When the elephant is dead, it is put into a hole and covered. And after some time, we find all the ivory. The bones and the teeth, and that is very valuable. Formerly, big kings, they used to manufacture their furniture of ivory and gold and silk pad. This is the,
yes.
And the rooms bedecked with jewel, No electricity, no lamp. This is description of Krishna's 16,000 palace. Who has got now? 16,000 wives and 16,000 palace of marble and furniture, ivory and gold. Where is there? No? Therefore, Krishna is the richest. Aishajasya samadvas.
All the races were originated in India?
Huh?
The races were originated in India? All the races, the different races that are on there?
India, what do you mean by not the modern India? India was the whole world.
So all the different kinds of human beings actually were originated there?
Yeah. As man, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, first, second, third, then fourth is the Shudra, and the fifth, Chandalas. No Vedic culture. They are Chandalas. So the Europeans, they were Kshatriyas originally. After Parshuram's massacre process, they fled from India to European side. And Greece and Rome, they were given, I think Turkey also, given to two sons of Maharaj Jayad. They refused the order of the father. The father was very licentious. So he begged from two sons that you give me your youth. They refused. So therefore they are banished in this part of the world.
Into England?
Not England. Greece, Rome, Turkey. Next to India, they were civilized. So Europeanness mostly come from that part. Caucasian, Kashyap Muni. Central India. Central, what is it called?
Madhya Pradesh?
Asia.
Asia.
Why it took Parsaram 21 times to defeat?
They are not properly doing their duties. So Parsaram said, kill us. Formerly, Kshatriyas were guided by the Brahmins, even Maharaj Yudhishthira. All the rules and regulations, actually the Brahmanas were the legislative assembly and Kshatriyas were the executive. And the Vaishyas productive and Shudras worker. At the present moment, there is no director, neither executive. Some of them are only productive, and some of them are worker. Most of them. Therefore it is said, Kalau Shudra Sambhava. And the Kali Yuga, mostly all the people are Shudras, because they are workers.
Hare Krishna.
No one can be purified. Even the Chandalas. Kirata Hunan Viplin Rapukkasabhira Sambha Javana Kasada. Javana means this European groups. And Kasada, Mongolian groups. China, Japan. So Javanas were then dedicated. Kaljavan fought with Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
What is that?
He was recording like this.
No, just the last few minutes. I was listening to Srila Prabhupada.
So, will the Krishna consciousness movement will take over the world eventually? Is going to take over the world eventually sometime during the Kali Yuga? During this Kali Yuga?
No, that is not possible. We are only the fortunate persons will take.
But will the power of the Kshatriyas will be in the hands of the Krishna conscious person sometime during this Kali Yuga?
Provided they will become very expert to preach. Unless you preach, how they will get.
The Kali Yuga, Srila Prabhupada. Towards the end of the Kali Yuga, isn't there a description in the Bhagavatam that one will not be able to see the sun or the moon?
During the end of Kali Yuga?
Yes, because of impiety. So there will be no vegetation. Is that description in Srimad Bhagavatam?
I don't think.
Well, I had heard, of course I'm not certain of the source, that because of impiety, the sun and the moon, people would not be able to see. So there would be no vegetation. And without vegetation, even animals cannot live. So eventually they would take to eating their own children. Is this what takes place?
Yeah, there will be no food at the end of. That is dead. No milk, no food grains, no fruits, no. Especially food grains.
There will be some devotees left at the end. There will be some devotees left at the end of Kali Yuga.
Yes, only the devotees will be left. All others. They are not very neat and clean. Yes. That means condition is not very good. Mm-hmm. And it is sound.
Very rough. Yeah. Not in proper repair.
Yes.
We had an engagement last night at a technical school after your lecture. And inside the entrance of the technical school, in a big glass case, they had a big engine from a car.
What's that?
When you walk into the technical school. Mostly Indians, young boys.
Foreigners.
Yes. So they were very disrespectful, actually. But when we started kirtan, the whole atmosphere changed. Do you think that the young Indian boys in the future, they will become anywhere near as pious as their parents?
Why do you take India? We are talking of the whole world. Mm-hmm. There is no question of India, Europe.
Yes.
Srimad Bhagavatam about the Kiratas and so on. That means we can go to any community in the world and preach, and some will join.
Yes. That is actually happening.
Has there been an incarnation of Krishna outside India?
Huh?
Has there been an incarnation of Krishna outside India, somewhere else in another part of the world?
Or yes.
Has he always comes in India?
Shaktavesh avatar, somebody empowered by him, not Krishna himself. Just like Crash. Crash is also empowered incarnation. Shaktavesh avatar. Muhammad is also. Anyone who is preaching about God is empowered in God. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahe Krishna Nama Pucha. That is where the Chaitanya is.
Father, your initiated disciples had some relationship with Lord Chaitanya when he was on this earth?
Everyone has a relationship. All living in.
Because Vishvambar means the maintainer of all living entities.
Yeah. Prince of Wales. Prince of Wales, I think. This. I think he's dead now. And Edward. There. I mean, this George's elder brother. No, not George. George VI. His elder brother. Edward. Yeah. And he was Prince of Wales. He was actually to be the emperor, a king of England. But he married one common girl.
Yes.
And therefore he was refused. So he, as Prince of Wales, he went to India. And when he saw the bright sunshine, You are surprised.
Yeah. He had never seen that.
English boys will love Africa.
He or it before him, rather, because he got things up. We are at that time children. So I think King George V when he was King.
When he came to Calcutta,
yes. I've said. We are school children at that time. So, on the two sides of the road, our first place was the king, queen, passed. What's up? We are given a flat. Jai Raj Rajeshwar, yes. And very good tiffin was supplied. Two samosa, two kachori, two sandesh, and one big tangerine. Twice I saw. Once when he entered Calcutta, and again one day when there was a parade, a military parade. So both days we were invited and we saw the king.
Of Calcutta on the Maidan, there's a big, that big building, that big memorial.
Is that Victoria?
That was built for the king when he was king?
That was built in memory of Victoria. It was done imitating the Taj Mahal. It took 20 years. Sir Rajendranath Mukherjee of Martin Company, he took the contract. And after finishing, he got this title, Sir. And when I was being constructed, I went to the top by crossing the scaffolding.
Yeah. So you must have been very brave.
Yes, I'm still brave. Otherwise, how could I come alone to preach Krishna consciousness? I'm still brave.
Jai Jai Prabhupada.